The playoff push in your fantasy league is getting real close, and it's important this week on the waiver wire to make the right decision. So let's just jump right into it. These are the guys you want to be adding before week 12. And we can start with the Packers rookie wide receiver who is quickly and easily becoming their best offensive weapon, and that is Jaden Reed, who's available, believe it or not, in over 80% of leagues. And all this guy does is produce. He had exactly 46 yards on the ground and in the air. He's been dynamic on the ground this entire season. That continued in this game with over 15 yards per rush. He finds the end zone on a big 30-yard play, and he's just becoming a favorite target of Jordan Love, 6 targets in this one. And that's the important thing, the quarterback, right? Because Jordan Love now looks more comfortable. He's averaging over 300 yards per game his last two starts. This past game, he completed 27 of 40 passes, probably his best game since week one. And you can see all those metrics right here. He's just becoming more efficient, and this is going to help all the playmakers, especially the guy that he's leaning on most in key situations, and that is Jaden Reed. Now, this past week, Aaron Jones injured his knee. It's not thought to be serious, but the Packers play on a short week Thursday night football. We'll see if he ends up missing some time. So that's going to put even more emphasis on Jaden Reed, maybe in the rushing attack and also just overall in the game plan. Not to mention also Christian Watson is dealing with a couple of injuries as usual, per usual, it seems like every week with Watson. So he's definitely a worthwhile flex option at the very least and should not be on any waiver wires, especially with the short week on Thanksgiving against Detroit and a nice schedule entering the fantasy playoffs against teams like the Panthers. Now the next man up is Isaiah Likely, and this guy's available in 99% of leagues, and it's because, of course, he's a backup tight end, but now with Mark Andrews done for the season, he becomes a priority add if you need a tight end. Now Isaiah Likely was last year's fourth round pick. He had a great college career. He had an elite preseason last year, and he's had some time when Andrews has missed in the past. Now here's exactly what he did in college. That great season, his final season, he goes out there and he puts up over 900 yards, but the big thing, he commands 24% of the targets, showing that at least in some point in his football career as a college player, at least he was able to command targets. And he did this last year in some small samples when he got to play. Now on Thursday Night Football in week 11, once Mark Andrews left, he played every single tight end snap. There's a couple plays where there was no tight ends on the field, but outside of that, it was a full-time role for Isaiah Likely. Now Isaiah Likely had a bad game earlier this year when Mark Andrews was not out there. Now it's just one game, and most tight ends stink this season. So if you're in the position where you're looking to add a tight end off the waiver wire, yeah, I would be going here. I wouldn't be nitpicking it, saying he's not a talented player. No, this is a talented tight end who produced in college, and he'll have some opportunities now. And here's what he did in three games last year when he played at least 50% of the snaps. He averaged over 8 targets per game, posted over 200 total yards and 2 touchdowns. Now the next man up is his teammate Odell Beckham Jr., who signed this offseason. He's now available in over 50%, over 60% of leagues actually. And he had a very slow start to the season, wasn't doing much at all to begin the year, was dealing with some injuries in the preseason, maybe that factored over into the regular season, but he entered week 11 with games of touchdowns in back-to-back weeks. Now he didn't score in week 11, but he honestly did something that was more encouraging. He goes over 100 yards for the first time this year. He looked very dynamic out there in open space multiple times in this game, and maybe this will stay a little bit sticky and continue with the struggles of Rashad Bateman in the offense and now Mark Andrews banged up. Now it is worth mentioning that Odell did leave this game early and he didn't return. It was a blowout, so they didn't force him back in there. After the game, he spoke with Josina Anderson, and you can see his quote right here. I've dealt with something similar in the past, referring to his AC joint sprain. He said he'll just have to dig deep and get through it. This is something that Davante Adams has played through this year. This is something that even a quarterback, which is shocking, Derek Carr has played through. So I think Odell will be fine, but there might be some efficiency drop-offs. But with Andrews out for the year, I'm expecting Odell to now be more involved. So even if he's a little bit rough these next few weeks, banged up for the fantasy playoffs, he should be good to go. And speaking of good to go, I'm pretty shocked that because of the bye week, Demario Douglas was dropped in so many leagues. He's now available in over 75% of leagues, even though he's a wide receiver one on his team. It's not a great offense, sure, but still a wide receiver one. Because according to our official data partner, Fantasy Life, you can see right here, in week 10 before the bye week, he saw a season high 36% of the targets. That is an elite number. If you're seeing 24-25%, that's good. That's wide receiver one numbers. 36% is elite. His quarterback, Mac Jones, was just staring him down. And that led to a solid day of over 14 fantasy points. He continues to pile up solid days. He had 9 targets, basically had multiple more targets than any other wide receiver on the team. This is good. Now, of course, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, whoever the quarterback is, that's not great. But how often are you going to find a guy this late in the season available on 75% of waiver wires that can basically get you 6 to 8 plus targets a week? Look, I get the Q&A questions on Twitter and in the comments on YouTube. I see the players you're starting. Demario Douglas is better than a far majority of them. Now, before we get to this next new starting running back, I just want to let you know to hit the subscribe button. 65% of people aren't subscribed. And look, we are really close to 100,000 subscribers. Want to get there by the time this season ends. I appreciate that. It will also help you see my future content more easily. Now, that new quote-unquote starting running back for this week looks like AJ Dillon, Allen, who's available in over 50% of leagues, and the reason why he's going to be in place to start on Thanksgiving against the Detroit Lions is because Aaron Jones got banged up. Now, the earlier reports are that it's not a serious injury. He shouldn't be out for the season, but on a quick turnaround, they still are trying to test out his knee. It doesn't look like an ACL, but could be a meniscus, could be an MCL. Aaron Jones, very doubtful to play Thursday. And AJ Dillon filled in against the Chargers, and look, it wasn't great on the ground. He's been inefficient on the ground basically all year. Now, last week in week 10, 9 carries for 70 yards were good, but that was kind of the outlier of the season for AJ Dillon. This week, 14 carries, 29 yards, not great, but he does get involved in the receiving game, which was good to see at least. It helped boost his stats a little bit. 17 total touches, commanded the backfield once Aaron Jones left. And it wasn't just Aaron Jones that got injured, because Emmanuel Wilson was probably going to be a popular waiver wire ad. He was seeing a lot of usage even with AJ Dillon out there in the game, but then he got hurt as well. So now what you're looking at is AJ Dillon going to be the clear starter because Aaron Jones is hurt. They just cut James Robinson. They might have to re-add him back to this roster. And Emmanuel Wilson, as of right now, is hurt, and he's pretty skeptical to doubtful for Thursday night. Now, we did get to see AJ Dillon start earlier this year when Aaron Jones was out. It was actually a couple of different games. And the last time we saw him get a full workload that we could actually rely on and trust in a decent matchup was when he was on the road against the Raiders and he goes for 20 touches, 76 yards. Again, he finds the end zone, but not efficient. This dude has not been efficient now in a while. But we're entering week 12 of the fantasy season and you might just need a flex play. You might just need a running back. If you're in a deeper league, this is exactly what you want, a guy available in over 50% of leagues. And it's a brutal spot for AJ Dillon. He's a 7.5-point underdog. Might lead to some more targets though, which is good to see. We saw 4 this past week, but the Lions are not giving up much yards at all to opposing running backs, top 5 in that metric. If you need the start here, though, this guy should see 15 touches or so. Now let's move to the wide receiver position, a guy who returned from injury finally. And that'll be Zay Jones, who's dealing with a lot of stuff. An injury basically all season since week 2 and then getting arrested last week too, believe it or not. So Zay Jones returns and let's see what he did. Matter of fact, let me tell you what he did. 4 catches on 4 targets, 20 yards. Nothing great by any means, and it didn't seem like he was limited in this game. Because Zay Jones goes out there and he plays 44 snaps, but more importantly, he runs 27 routes. So he's out there in all 3 wide receiver sets. As you can see, Calvin Ridley ran 30 routes, Christian Kirk 31. So he's basically a full-time player in 3 wide receiver sets. Now, the concern is that he's missed so much time that Christian Kirk, who to start the year looked like the wide receiver 3, has now been basically their number one receiver all year. So I don't think that Zay Jones is just going to go back in there and take his spot. But the Jaguars offense has been playing a lot better and they run a lot of 3 wide receiver sets, which keeps Jones on the field and he's a nice red zone option. In deeper leagues, you should add him. And you should also keep an eye on Donald Parham, who actually looked good. Now, we did have a big 15, 20 yard, potentially could have even ran for more drop early on in this game, but outside of that, the game was pretty solid, at least from a fantasy production if you picked him up off the waiver, because he put up nearly 10 fantasy points, and he's a big body. He's top 10 in red zone targets for tight ends this year, despite being a part-time player, but the reason he saw more usage in this one was Gerald Everett was out. And the key thing here, if you look at the injury report from last week, we can look at Gerald Everett. He's dealing with a chest injury. Let's zoom in here. He did not practice on Wednesday. He did not practice on Thursday. He did not practice on Friday, and then he was ruled out. So he didn't practice at all last week. It's not like he was getting close. He might miss yet again another week. Donald Parham could be a tight end that you can add here. And the more snaps and routes that guy runs, just the more red zone and touchdown opportunities he's definitely going to see at his size. So there's a tight end streamer for you. Now let's talk about a quarterback streamer in Jordan Love, available in over 60% of leagues. And look, if you need a streamer on a short week against the Lions, this could be your guy. Because like we mentioned earlier, he's starting to get comfortable. The play calling's been a little bit better. He's getting comfortable with his rookies, Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed. And he's now averaging over 300 yards his last 2 games. He had the best matchup maybe you can find against the Chargers, but it's good that he took advantage of it. He completed over 60% of his, or 65% of his passes, over 300 yards, multiple scores here, and he just looked more in command of the offense. Now, next up is a matchup against the Lions where they're 7.5-point underdogs, should have to throw 40 plus times again. And then after that, you're going to find some nice spots. A matchup against the Giants is good. A matchup against the Bucks at home is a good matchup. The Panthers is a good matchup. The Vikings is a fine matchup. And when you get into the fantasy playoffs, he's a decent streamer. Maybe you had a quarterback, one of the 6 or 7 quarterbacks that have been done and out for the year. Maybe you had Geno Smith and now he's dealing with injury. Jordan Love can help you for a few weeks if you need it or into the fantasy playoffs. Now I want to talk about 2 wide receivers who are coming off of the bye week like Demario Douglas earlier, and they've been dropped a little bit too much. The first guy is Michael Thomas. Now he got hurt before the bye week, but this year he's been pretty solid when out there. If Jameis Winston ends up taking over for this team, we'll see what happens. If Derek Carr can stay healthy, that's even better for the passing attack. Michael Thomas dropped a lot in a lot of places because of this injury in the bye week. Just track that because he's available in over 50% of leagues. If he's healthy, he can't be on that many waiver wires. But more importantly, the receiver that you want is Josh Downs, available in over 60% of leagues because he just went on the bye week. People dropped him. Before the bye week, he didn't do anything because he was playing banged up. He didn't practice that entire week heading into week 10 and ended up playing. Yeah, he was hurt. But this dude has been a strong NFL caliber receiver as a rookie this year. Check it out. He's ran over 80% of the routes in his last 6 healthy games, and he's averaging 7 targets during that time. And not to mention, he's top 10 at beating man coverage as a rookie. And now he's healthy coming out of the bye week. And look at this. The Colts run at the second fastest pace on offense under Gardner Minshew. This is factoring out and Anthony Richardson starts this season. That's going to help all the pass catchers because you're getting more plays off, more potential targets. So Josh Downs should not be available in that many leagues. And now this next asset is about to go off the market, so you should get it. And that is the Fantasy Blueprint, because we are in the final week or two that this will be offered for the year. And this is going to help you make your fantasy playoffs and take home a championship. I send you these tools every day, whether it's for your waiver wire, rest of season rankings, game by game matchup notes, every single fantasy relevant player, their matchup advantage, who they're better than, you can compare it to other players, and then projections and rankings for that week. This is just a sample of what you get. And it's extremely simple to acquire, as nearly 5,000 people have been using it this year and they got it. You just scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description below and follow the two simple steps. And here are those two simple steps. And here's the deal. Look, I know you're like, what, 3 weeks away from your fantasy playoffs, whatever it might be. That's fine. This is just $5. And here's the deal. If you don't make your fantasy playoffs for any reason, I'll just refund that $5. No questions asked. So if you just want to take a flyer on this, hope that it helps you get over the hump because you want to beat your friends. That's the whole point of this. You want to get the bragging rights, maybe some dollarouskies, some money at the end of it. Just go ahead and get the Fantasy Blueprint. We got you taken care of. And again, this is only going to be available for a few more days, so be sure to scan that QR code on the screen or click the link in the description below to get access before it is gone. And the next guy we've got to talk about is Ty Chandler. Now, he was picked up a lot last week because Alexander Mattison was dealing with a concussion, but Alexander Mattison surprisingly ended up playing. He passed the concussion protocol, one of the rare players, especially at the running back position this year, to do that in under a week. Though, Ty Chandler is still available in 50% of leagues. And I was saying it yesterday to people, it's okay that Madison's back. A matchup against the Denver Broncos is a nice spot still for Ty Chandler, who's the more explosive player. And that's exactly what we saw on Sunday Night Football. He goes for over 100 total yards. He has a couple of nice plays. They featured him. Direct snaps to him as a Wildcat quarterback rushing for 30 yards on those. Just 14 touches for over 100 yards, 110 yards to be exact, is great. Four targets is great. He's going to be involved moving forward because he's the best running back they have. That's right. I know Alexander Madison's there. Ty Chandler is better. And if you recall, Ty Chandler was even splitting the touches, and this is what he did in this past game, getting 14 touches. He was splitting the touches with Alexander Mattison before Mattison got hurt in week 10. He saw 56% of the overall carries, according to Fantasy Life. Now, this past week, if you look at the snap counts, yeah, it was Alexander Mattison. He saw 48 snaps here out of a possible 74. You can see on PFF, this is a PFF chart, very helpful. You can check it out. And then Ty Chandler sees just 23 snaps out of 74, but 14 touches on 23 snaps, and he was highly efficient with them. That's a nice thing to see. You might be saying, oh, he didn't play a lot of snaps. No. He saw limited snaps. They featured him on those snaps, and he was great. They're going to give him more snaps moving forward. So make sure you prioritize Ty Chandler on the waiver wire. Outside of Isaiah Likely, maybe if you really need a wide receiver, if Odell and Jaden Reed are there, outside of those guys, I want to prioritize a Ty Chandler. Especially if you need a running back, he's the top add this week. Now, Rondell Moore is somebody you need to add. And look, he had a great start to last week. He caught his 40-50 yard catch for a touchdown, but then he was quiet after that. But that may allow you to add him off the waivers for pretty cheap still and not really spend a lot of your fab, or maybe you don't have to spend any because he's still available in 65% of leagues. He's running basically all the routes out there. 30 routes this past week was very good. This is now back-to-back games where he's been productive or involved in the offense. 8 targets a week ago with Kyler Murray back. This past week gets the big play. He's somebody that I want to be monitoring towards the fantasy playoffs, as I expect this offense to only get in more sync with Kyler Murray getting more snaps. Now I want to name off a bunch of quick hitters that maybe some of them are in deeper leagues or guys your friends are forgetting about, bye weeks, whatever it might be, that you should be keeping on your radar if none of these other guys we talked about are available. We can start with Dontavian Wicks. He's a rookie who pulled in 3 catches for 91 yards this past week, and he's only running more and more routes. He's being involved more while Christian Watson's actually seeing less snaps. You're getting more of the rookie Dontavian Wicks, who was a playmaker in college, averaging over 21 yards per catch. A lot of people know Marvin Mims, if you're following fantasy closely, Denver Broncos rookie receiver. He was great in college at Oklahoma. Dontavian Wicks is a similar type of player, and he's just seeing more usage right now. And the next man I want to talk about relates to this injury to Cooper Kupp. Again, the ankle injuries have been brutal for Cooper Kupp this season. Who knows how much time he's going to miss? Tutu Atwell is going to have to rise up the rankings as a starting receiver who was great to elite when Cooper Kupp was out earlier this year. Atwell, somebody who needs to be added, available in over 70% of leagues now. Another young receiver who's been more involved the past month has now had 2 big weeks out of the last 3 games, and this is the Buffalo Bills receiver Khalil Shakur. This isn't going to happen every week. We're going to see more weeks when Stephon Diggs actually is involved like every other week this season. Dalton Kincaid is still in the offense. Gabe Davis is still there, but Khalil Shakur has been making a lot of big plays lately, especially in tough matchups like this past week. Worth an add in deeper leagues. Let's keep the trend of young receivers going. Jameson Williams found the end zone, had a couple of targets and catches this past week. Now, I prefer all the other names we've already mentioned ahead of him, but if you're in deeper leagues or you want to stash him, he's a guy who in the fantasy playoffs might see a larger role. And speaking of larger roles in the fantasy playoffs, if Aaron Rodgers does come back week 16, you might as well just put him in your IR spot right now and just see what happens for the fun of it, right? We talked about another Cardinals receiver earlier, but Michael Wilson missed this past week. The rookie who's been a nice red zone body, who's seeing lots of deep targets this year, and he had 5 targets in Kyler's first game back last week. A lot of people are forgetting about him. He is worth an add if you're really in a bind in deeper leagues. Maybe you have multiple flex spots. Maybe you have deep benches. He's a guy who can
fit that type of format.
And so is A.T. Perry, who had a nice game before the bye week. Found the end zone, 12 fantasy points, was an elite player in college. It has really nice size, solid speed as well. If Michael Thomas was to miss with this injury after they're coming out of the bye week, maybe he's healed, maybe he's not, A.T. Perry would be somebody who's actually flex worthy in a lot of league formats. And now finally, Devon Achane left the game. He didn't return. He wanted to return, but he did not return to this game. Salvin Ahmed also got hurt. So now they're left with just Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson. So Jeff Wilson becomes an add as well, depending on what happens with these running back injuries. So these are the players who can help you as you try to get towards the fantasy playoffs. And it's Thanksgiving week, so have a fantastic holiday if you're indeed celebrating. And here's the thing. This is just one way to improve your team. The other way is by trading players, is by prepping for the fantasy playoffs. And this video, once it's out later this week right here, will help you with exactly those concepts. And one more time, there's 65% of people who don't watch the videos. I really want to hit 100,000 subscribers this year. It means a ton to me doing this for the past 5 or 6 years of my life. So if you're not subscribed, take 2 seconds to hit it if you made it to the end of the video. Appreciate you a ton, and I'll see you all in the next one.